Bienvenidos y welcome to the Biz Bruja Podcast, where reclaiming our powerful intuition, our sacred medicina, embracing our magic and healing ancestral patterns, invoke powerful creations in our own well-being, our lives, familias, community, and our businesses. Remembering that our businesses are so important at this time. I'm the creatrix of this blogcast, the Biz Bruja herself, Vanessa Codorniu, a modern-day bruja, fourth-generation psychic medium, clinical hypnotist, energy healer, and soul biz mentor and coach. An Argentine-American who started reading adults at 16, became a professional intuitive at 22, and now guides creatives, intuitives, healers, and entrepreneurs to break through fears, connect to the practical power of their intuition so they can serve the world powerfully. Hello, mi gente. Hola, mi gente bella. How are you all doing? I know that we're all feeling much happier, or at least beginning to feel the glimmer of lightness, of more sunlight. Blessings and bendiciones for this spring equinox. It is much desired, much awaited, and much, much needed. Now, I didn't know if I was going to have the bandwidth to record this session today because I just finished my fifth annual spring equinox retreat and have also shown up and taught some students in France and Switzerland at 8 a.m. this morning. And you know how life is, so many things that are always moving and grooving. But I also looked out the window and saw the little flowers bursting and beginning to grow, especially last week. And I'm still a flow and a flutter with the feelings and the experiences that I had at the retreat this weekend. And it was really the perfect time, right before the spring equinox. And what is the spring equinox, right? It's a time where it's the same amount of daylight and nighttime. And then after the spring equinox, now daylight grows longer and longer and longer. It is the moment that ends our astrological old year. It is the time that ends winter, even if it's cold or not outside. And it's a time where ancestrally and even now in present time, many cultures celebrate, right? They celebrate the Middle East and they celebrate in Latin America and we celebrate in Europe, in the United States to some degree or another. There's something about jumping into spring. There's something about welcoming renewal, reconnection, reinvigoration. And so we just experienced and we're experiencing the process of the end of the Pisces season. The Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. It's the 12th sign, and it's the sign that includes all the signs. And we're moving into Aries season. And so if you felt emotional last couple of weeks, right, maybe a month, if you felt emotional, and also Venus just went into Pisces, but if you felt emotional, teary, grieving, releasing, doing your processes of healing, and all the things that you've been doing, you know, it was very Pisces of you. And now we're moving into the season that is marked by being the first sign of the zodiac, the pioneer, the entrepreneur, the one that does, the one that initiates the spiritual seed, right? Literally, spring equinox, we're placing seeds into this time for their growth, for their development, for their blossoming. Not only physical seeds, but we are placing seeds of the soul, of the mind, of the heart, and even of the body. While the new year, quote unquote, January has come and gone, and many of our intentions have maybe come and gone, this is a really wonderful time to do some spring cleaning, right? It's a beautiful time to do spring cleaning of our home, of our mind, of our spirit. If you have not changed the water on your altar, and if you have an altar where you place water, you know, glasses of water, go change that shit right now, okay, bitch? Do that right now. It is needed. It's so important to update what's on your altar if you have one, even if it's a sprig of a leaf, of spring, a flower, even if it's just wiping it down and cleaning it. This is a symbolic very much a symbolic and actual physical death and rebirth that we are experiencing in nature and in ourselves. Now, in this time too, Venus is in Pisces. And so you're going to feel the Venusian forces, right? The Divine Mother, compassion, the energies of Kuan Yin, the energies of Mary Magdalene, the energies that bring compassion for ourselves and for others, the energies that allow us to continue to flow even during a time of Aries, because Aries is like a little aggressive sometimes, a little like, let's get shiz done. And here's Venus in Pisces like, yeah, well, you know, let's have compassion. Let's flow with it. And so what can we do right now at this time for ourselves, right? And I mentioned spring cleaning. So give yourself a baño, and it could be as much as a sprig of a basil or mint even, or a sprig of ¿cómo se dice? Ruda, rue. It can, one of those, put a little agua florida, pray over it, ask that you be cleansed and released. It could be that simple with white flowers, right? Or you could get something that you purchase from someone who does baños. It could even be, if you have none of the above, a simple jump in the shower, get in a bath, and invoke the power of the new. Pídele al Creador, al Señor, to the great goddess, to Pachamama, to Taita Indi, to Mother Earth, whoever you speak to, whoever you call to your well and wise ancestors, to help you release the patterns and beliefs and habits and traumas that no longer serve. And let's remember that some of the fears that we have, like public speaking or visibility, especially for business owners, son porque those patterns really protected our families in the past. They protected us from being too visible and therefore in harm's way. And so if you're blessed enough to be in a location on the planet and on the map where you are safer than others, because we know that there's tons of people who are not safe right now, there's a lot of struggle on the earth. If you are one of those people, inviting the energy of, it is now safe for me to shine, it is safe for me to create, it is safe for me to lead, it is safe for me to initiate, it is safe for me to respond. It is safe for me to respond upon this dream that's been on my heart. And so it's all about renewal, cleansing, clearing, allowing, because, you know, we have everything that we need inside. And I know you could say, well, I don't have the money for the PR person. I don't have the money for that. I get it. I've been in business online 12 years, like for reals, meaning that I only support myself from this. And my money ain't no play money for the family. It's actually, you know, money all for my business and also money for all of the half the bills that my husband and I share. So it's a very serious thing for me because it needs to be, right? And so it's important for us to move through and continue doing the healing work as we also make our lives more grace-filled, more abundance-filled, and more joy-filled. Now, some people might be like, well, I can't feel any joy right now because so many people are dying and suffering, and there's so much inequality, and there's so much hardship in Gaza, in the Ukraine, in the Sudan, in the Congo, in so many places, right? At the same time, I invite you into this. And this is not about spiritual bypass. It is not about ignoring what is. But I also believe that when we cultivate our joy and we cultivate our strength, we have the strength to fight another day. When we self-care, right, we can then send a little money to something that we believe in. We can share a meme. We can march. We can sign, you know, lists and protests and information and new laws being passed. We can block them or we can move forward to make a change. But if we, as healers and space holders, do not fill our cups, if we do not move forward to take care of ourselves physically, right, by having a roof over our heads and food in our bellies and sleep and rest and water, if we do not take care of ourselves mentally, navigating and nurturing and balancing our nervous system emotionally, right, being held and seen and being able to hold our own space for our own healing, and spiritually cleansing managing the energies that are going on, it'll be hard for us to speak up. It'll be harder for us to fight for what we believe in if we are emptied. And so without pretending that something doesn't exist, because it surely does and it is real, and a lot of us are being triggered and a lot of us are we're being almost rewounded by watching another group of people and other groups of people under siege, right, and under attack, and groups of people under attack, that it is hard for us because energetically we could be responding to that in ways that we don't even know. And so for the spring equinox, I invite you into the understanding that if you can take care of yourself, if we can take care of ourselves, if we can take care of each other in community, that we can then extend that joyful energy, that extra abundance that we have, the ability to fight for another day to the people who cannot fight, to the people who do not have food, to the people who do not have joy. And so please fill your cup during the spring equinox. Something else that I wanted to share was that this time of the year, spring equinox, really reminds me of what gets to stay and what gets to go. And think about it. Porque es muerte y vida, right? Death and life. Renacimiento, rebirth. So some things need to go. And so I invite you all to pull out a journal, to pull out a pen, and ask yourselves, maybe write things down. What's in your life right now? Job, friends, hobbies, any activities. And then really ground and breathe within yourself and ask, well, what gets to stay and what gets to go? Because every year I always ask myself, you know, what does my work want from me? What does my soul's work want from me? Is it time for me to move on? And I ask that every year, even though, you know, I need to support myself from my work. And my podcasts, by the way, they're not income providers, neither one. I just started my Spanish podcast. We'll talk about that in a minute. And they can bring me people who listen and finally book a session. But they're not, you know, money makers within themselves. And I spend quite the bit of time recording, editing, and putting them up online. And so there's an investment. So what gets to stay? Because all of us invest our energy, our mind, our emotional energy, our physical energy, and even our money and time into everything. And I thought going into this year's spring equinox retreat here in Pennsylvania on beautiful 150-acre land, that this was my last one. I was like, well, maybe I'm complete with spring equinox retreats. Maybe I'm going to do fall equinox. Maybe I'm going to do something else. And the beautiful awareness came that after 5 years, my husband and I mean, from the get-go, we worked seamlessly. He holds the kitchen down and handles everything with food and drink and nurturing and nourishment. And I handle all of the guides who come in to teach, and I do the actual deep dives, etc., and make sure that the women are safe physically, emotionally, spiritually. And at this point, we both looked at each other. And right before the retreat, we were like, wow, it's really easy, you know, it's flowing so easily. And there was really no more guessing how to feed 12 people, how to do this, how to do that. It's more like we've come into a stage of mastery about how to handle this. And we felt this already for a while, but now it came to a whole nother level. And so I had to sit on the land and ask myself, you know, is it time for it to go? I'll switch it to something else or do this. And it was like, Vanessa, it is almost seamless. It is grace-filled. It is ease-filled. Everything that you wanted, and you're going to let it go now? And so ask yourself, as you're thinking about letting go of something, is it because you've already learned what you needed to learn? Is it because you're like, oh, I want something else that's challenging? And you know, life will challenge you anyway. And so as I left this retreat, and it was so beautiful, you know, we had Iris Mendez doing the joyful yoga in the morning, Saturday and Sunday. We had Janet Bixler, who's a theater professional and an expert storyteller, guiding the women in creating and crafting a beautiful story based on their own personal lives about joy. And then that night, by the fire outside, under the dark night and the stars and the moon, each woman stood by the fire and told their story, and we cried and we laughed and we cheered. I did deep dives of soul retrieval where women went into a journey, a deep work, went into a journey to call back parts of their soul, right? And soul loss is a part of indigenous practice or indigenous belief here in North America, and it is definitely a part of our South American ways as well, and Latino ways. La pérdida del alma, you know, entonces, when we lose part of our soul, it's important to call it back. And so soul loss is an important topic for us. Sometimes what modern day calls depression. It's really that we've given away some of our power, some of our desire, some of our passion, some of our dreams, some of our intuitive knowing to a person, a place, an idea, a mindset, an experience, a shocking event that happened. And then reclaiming it and calling that energy back allows us to be grounded into new energies. So it was a rebirth of sorts. We also talked about the sacred animals of the Andean tradition. And I downloaded and was able to channel some information that I didn't learn from my teachers at Inca Medicine School, but that my own guides and elders and ancestors gave me, and had each of the women look at their lives and see what energy was still missing in their development, right? I mean, it's still within them, but sometimes we focus on one part of who we are and not on the other, right? Because it's called for. If we're a mom and we're taking care of small children, maybe another part of ourselves will be sacrificed. If we're, you know, a high-powered business, maybe our playful self might come through, but also might be sent out, you know, to the backyard to wait a moment. It's like, eh, mira, espera ahí atrás, por favor. So how do we call ourselves more into healing and wholeness? And that was really at the heart of this retreat, which was all about sacred presence and joy. And women came away, you know, they come in and some of them know each other, some of them don't. A lot of the people that attended were people who've been training with me and doing sessions with me for 4 years online. Some people knew me longer and had not been online in years. Some people had sat in circle with me maybe even 10 years ago, right, in person. And other people knew me when I was a kid. So it's really a beautiful group of people that gathered. And the magic of sisterhood and the magic of being on nature, to being on the land, rather. No en la naturaleza or on la naturaleza, but being on the land, being in nature, being able to commune quietly and with joy and with grief and with pain with la naturaleza. And we are la naturaleza. I mean, we think that because we're in houses and separate from the elements, and we give thanks for that, that we are not one with nature, but we are nature itself. We are cyclical creatures. I've said that before. And we are always evolving and always dying and always being reborn. And so what better way to feel that in ourselves than to spend some time in nature to clear our minds, hearts, and spirits and bodies. And so as I come away from this experience, I am already planning next year's retreat. And every retreat is different. We've done like from, you know, pain to power, from wounding to healing. We've done sacred medicine. This was sacred presence and joy, storytelling, dancing, belly dancing, drumming. We've done so many different things and always deep dives. And we've had astrology as well. We always do improv because, you know, I love that. And the invitation to play is also part of spirit. The invitation to play is very, I think, at the center of it, because we take healing so seriously. I know I did. I know for years my guys were like, they're like, Vanessa, can you act a little light about this? Can you laugh more? And I'd be like, no, I'm trying to evolve. I'm so serious. Tengo que evolucionar. Tengo que sanar mi alma. I have to heal my soul. I have to heal my mind. And my guys were laughing like, you have eternity, girl. You have eternity. I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I want to get through it. I want to heal. And so I jest, you know, I joke. Estoy bromeando. No, hago chiste, pero la verdad es que we all could get a little too serious. And so during the spring equinox, I ask a couple of things of you. You know, what is calling within you to be released? What needs to be released so something could be reborn, right? Rebirthed. And where can you take things a little lighter, right? A little lighter and not take it so seriously. And also, where do you need to cleanse and clear? Your home, yourself, your mind, your spirit, and take those actions because you have it. We know we can clear with water, with singing, with baile, con danza. We can do it with chanting. We can do it with karaoke. We could do it with agua florida, with agua bendita. We could do it with prayer. We could do it with oración. We can do it with invocations and candle work. We have a lot of tools. The important thing is that we use them. And what is the most important tool of all? The most important tool of all is ourselves. We are the altar. We are the sacred container in which, right? And the container's not even good enough word, really. But somos el contenedor, somos, bueno, el vehículo. We are the vessel. Vessel's much better than container. We are the vessel through which our spirit moves and grieves and celebrates and rejoices and feels pleasure. And so let's come together and really cleanse our homes, cleanse ourselves, take action on some things that are really important that we need to take care of, right? And ask what needs to be released, what needs to be initiated. And there's something about initiating something new. Most of us, I think, I've met so many in the U.S. where we want our hands full, but yet we want to buy something else. Like our hands are full, and yet we still want to reach for something else. And the law of nature is that in order for something new to come in, something old usually changes shape or changes form. Like things shift, right? So in order to do more theater, I'm going to teach less, right? In order to do more improv, I've taught less. Like something has to shift in the way we live and breathe and function to bring in something new. We want to work out? Well, we have to make time for it. Less Netflix and chill, right? Or just less Netflix because the chill, we always need that. And so ask yourselves these important questions, cleanse yourselves, and keep your hearts open, because even though the world is going through, you know, incredible strife and shifting and changing, we're also being invited into our most deep initiation of being able to be free, to be open, to connect with sisterhood and brotherhood in the world, and continue our sacred purpose of evolving and cleansing our own lineages and healing our ancestral lines, and thereby creating more interdependence and communities and healing and understanding, because that's what we really need. We need more healing and understanding, less them and us and more us, right? Or them and me, just us. Us, we are on the planet, we are here, and the earth is us too. And the trees are us too, and the water is us too. And all the peoples of the world, no matter what religion, what race, what creed, what belief, are also us. So how do we take care of us? How do we love ourselves so we actually make it into the next millennia, right? And so with that, I send you all mucho, mucho amor. Also, por favor, check out my podcast en español called Nacimos Mágicas, Mujeres Viviendo con Propósito. I really, really love it. It's on Podbean, it's on Spotify, it's on a couple of others, but it's called Nacimos Mágicas. Maybe I'll put the link in here. And know that there's a lot of love. There's a lot of love in this podcast. That one, there's a little extra love maybe porque es en español and I was raised with Spanish inside the house till I left for college when I was 18. And I didn't really learn English till I was like 6 or 7. So I think in two languages. I really do. I dream in two languages, but I tend to use English a lot more. So Español and Nacimos Mágicas were created, or Nacimos Mágicas en Español was created because, in part, my mom passed in 2020. So many of you know that mommy, that my mommy left. And I spoke to her 3-4 times a day. And I was like, well, I don't speak Spanish too much, only in sessions and hypnosis and readings where people prefer Spanish. What if I committed myself to at least 1 year of a Spanish podcast while I keep the English one going? What could happen? What connections could I make? And how could I invite Latina business owners who are bilingual, bicultural, to also cultivate their Espanol? And so it's not about speaking correctly or speaking it right, though we do attempt and we do try. It is also about continuing to heal those ancestral lineages that speak that language, and bringing that magic forward with Nacimos Mágicas. So thank you all for the support. Please share this podcast. As I said before, you know, there's no income created from this podcast. Somebody might sign up after they hear it, but this is something that I do full of love and to share information and to share the people that I interview. And the same thing with Nacimos Mágicas. So gracias por pensar en mí. Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Thank you for sharing it. And most of all, I invite you into this new season of the spring equinox, and this new era for yourself, this new awakening, this new rebirth, and allow yourself to let go of what may have protected you in the past or your ancestors. It just no longer serves. Con mucho, mucho amor. Vanessa.